I don't have much I need to say about the course itself because you already know all about the lecture section and everything. Let me quickly say something about the syllabus here. By the way, notice that there's a separate website for the lab. That's just to have a separate place to put whatever recordings I make in here. They'll be comparatively short. And what I haven't added yet, but that I will, maybe, probably by Wednesday, but maybe sooner, is a list of PDFs for you to print out from now on. You didn't have anything to print out for today, but from now on you will have some things you should print out before coming. Really the only thing that matters in here, well, I mean, you should read the whole thing, of course, is the types of scoring, and you see that there's only three types of scoring in here. Well, for this portion, remember that this is not its own grade. It's just part of the overall 202 grade. But you'll have quizzes, you'll have stuff that you do here, the manual in-class work, and you'll have two practica. If you've never taken a practicum, it's just a test in which you are, instead of sitting down writing like you did earlier today, walking around looking at stuff and answering. So those are both, I think they're both after spring break. Let's see. Yeah, the first one's as soon as you get back. So you can spend the vernal hiatus studying for that, I guess. So we'll talk more about those when they get near, but those are, the two practica are, notice, really big chunks, 100 points each. So each practicum by itself is worth all of your quizzes combined. It's worth all of your activities combined. Now, speaking of the activities, since this is an anatomy lab, mostly what we're doing is just looking at stuff each week. Listen to me, whatever I have to say, however much that is that day, but then go through the various laboratory activities that are prescribed and basically just look at stuff and make notes or drawings and things like that. So as long as you're here the whole time and as long as you get through it, those things are not graded for correctness. They're graded for you having done them. And therefore, there's no reason that anyone shouldn't get 100% on all the manual exercises. Whether you get 100% on the quizzes is another matter. Those in the practica will be obviously graded for correctness, not just completeness. So it's important, as in all my laboratory classes, to treat the quizzes for what they are, which are little tests. Don't ever blow a quiz off simply because it by itself isn't worth much points. A lot of little points add up to a lot of points overall. And sometimes the quizzes themselves can make it mathematically impossible to pass. Although this is not one of the biology courses in which the lab is its own grade, so that's the special situation as well. Anyway, don't ruin your good lecture performance if you have one by blowing off the quizzes. And preparing for them means the same thing as it does preparing for the lecture exams, which is listening to the recordings. The quizzes will be more heavily weighted for the previous week's material because you've already done that stuff and I've already given you detail. So that's the important reason for listening to those recordings. But you also need to not read every detail in the manual about the procedure, but certainly you should carefully read the introductory parts, paragraphs of the laboratory manual chapter corresponding to what you're doing that day, because that's fair game for quiz questions, that general information. All right? Those, many of you had me in other courses, so it's the same policy for quizzes in here. They're going to be exactly punctual. And since you all have my lecture, I know you're already here on campus. So be here a couple minutes before we start, because the quiz will be exactly at 1:30, and 1 second late is 10% off, a minute and 1 second late is 20% off, and so on. Don't let that happen either. There's no reason to lose points unnecessarily. All right, but there's no keeping of a notebook or anything like that. That's it. Those three things. And like I said, you didn't have to print out anything for today because I didn't have anything posted for you to print out. But what you will have to print out from now on are what are similar to what you have here sitting out, which are to-do lists and what to know for today. Your manual, unfortunately, I didn't realize until Friday that I don't have this manual. I used to, but I don't have a copy yet, but I will soon. Anyway, so I haven't looked at the manual exercise. But when you look at any given chapter in the manual, it's broken into activities, right? And so pay attention to the schedule now that I've completed it a couple days ago, because it tells you exactly which activities in the chapter you're going to be responsible for that day. In other words, don't bother reading stuff that is omitted from your responsibilities. Okay? So for instance, today we're doing 21 activity 1, 25 activities 1 and 2. Which basically just tells you information and gives you drawings and stuff, but otherwise tells you what to do or what to look at. Even more detail, though, specifically about what you should get done before you leave are on the to-do sheets and the what-to-know lists. So that's why it's important for them. Print them out at least next week. I don't want you to print them unnecessarily. There's so few people in here that if she's going to continue having one sheet out, you probably won't need them. But I don't know. She might have done this only for the first week. So print them out for next week. But if we find that she's going to have them anyway, you won't have to from then on. It's easy to manage a six-person class. All right. So the other thing that's nice about having only six in here is that for things that we only have one or two examples of, there you don't get a bottleneck. So there's plenty of space. People can look at see everything, which means we'll probably get out earlier than a bigger class would. And speaking of getting out early, it's just a matter of making sure you get through everything and checking with me before you leave so that I can give you credit for the day's activities. Show me that you've done everything that was prescribed. It's a matter of that and a matter of simply being comfortable with having spent here long enough for you to know it well enough. Another thing I'll put on the website, by the way, is a link to Udo's website, which allows you to see models and other structures for practice. A before and an after, an unanswered and answered, so you can check yourself. So that'll be helpful too. But for anything that you really have to be in here to do, make sure you spend enough time on that so you're comfortable before you leave. But I'm not going to keep you here just for the sake of the fact that we have class until whatever, right? All right, so I also have to give you the standard safety talk. Probably heard a lot of times. I have to point out that there's eye washes in every sink. Use them if you need to, and use them for a long time if you need to. Fire extinguisher over in the corner. And if we hear an alarm, we should meet down at the bike rack just to the south of the building by the library. Wait for me to get a head count. Be easy with six. You should tell me if you have any difficulty getting downstairs by yourself. We don't use a hell of a lot. We don't generate a lot of chemical waste in this one because it's mostly looking at stuff, like I said. But you still need to know that you should never assume you're allowed to throw anything down the sink except for water that's coming out of the faucet at the time. So unless I specifically tell you that day that that specific thing can be put down the sink, don't. If there's liquid waste we do generate, there will be a place to put it, usually in the hood. And you need to tell me if you hurt yourself, even a little nick in your skin or anything like that, or if you break anything, whether it's an instrument or a slide. We just need to make sure it gets replaced. I think Herb's is the only other section, so if it ever becomes necessary for you to attend another one, you have to get both of our permissions. It's fine with me if it's fine with her, but we're the second one, and the only other one is also today. So usually, if it's a date thing where you're going the whole day, there's really no way to make up a quiz. All right, anything I'm forgetting about that you care about?